emotions like going through.
Yeah, that was tough. I thought we got it out of the way last night in Chicago in front of family and friends, and a lot of emotions, and the game was going well there until they acknowledged me on the crowd. I'm not sure if that was Chevy. I miss, you know, Kevin Chevalier off doing that, or if it was the Jets organization or what, but being born in Winnipeg and then hearing the ovation from the crowd, seeing the other team tap their sticks and clap their hands, that was that hit hard, and I'm just thankful for it, grateful for it. It's pretty special that I get a chance to do that, and you know, wish the Jets the best in the playoffs. I think they got a great team, and for me, that was a real special one.
I know there's a love of the game, obviously, and everything else, but does your body and your mind, is it kind of glad, relief that you're done now?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think the competitiveness never leaves. I think you'll always have that, whether you're a professional or not. You know, I've been doing it since I was 5 years old, dreaming of being in the NHL and thinking hockey, training to be a hockey player, and that's been my whole life. So, you know, I'm relieved that those two games are over. I wish it would have been a playoff scenario, so I didn't have to think about it. I would have been more focused on playing, but like I said, I'm very lucky to be able to go through something like that. Had a great career with the Hawks, with the Stars, and being drafted by Philly, so, you know, it's a good day, and I'm extremely happy.
You touched on this a little last night, but you seem to believe that this team can turn it around quickly. The pieces are here to make this an aberration, not a trend.
Yeah, you know, I think now that the season's over, we'll have some time to get away, reflect on what the hell happened. And I can tell you that I believe in the organization, believe in the guys that I've won with. You know, I've played enough with some of these young guys now this year that you can see the potential and the talent. And it's hopefully this season is enough to motivate our organization to be better next year. So, you know, it's maybe a little early right now for me to comment on exactly what went wrong. But, you know, we got some time to worry about that. But, you know, I think the Hawks get back.
Better to just fill in the blank between when we saw you last night and then today. What did you do after the game last night? Were you able to stick around long enough to soak it in a little bit before you had to get on the plane?
Yeah, a little longer than usual. My two girls were at the game right until the end. They were playing in the wives' room. They usually don't stay that late, so it was fun to see them after the game. And my mom and dad were there. I think they were pretty emotional. It's tough to see them in that setting, but you know, they've been along for the ride every day as well. So, you know, this time like this, it's like, it's kind of all about you, but for me personally, I'm thinking of them, my wife, and my brother Chris, you know, my wife's family, everyone that's kind of been along this whole ride. It's as a professional athlete, it's usually like it's all about your schedule, right? You got to eat and train, and it's your schedule, your timetable, and now it's time for me to thank everybody that's helped me along the way.
Patrick, one more.
Patrick, what would the city of Winnipeg mean to you as a youngster and now seeing them play in the playoffs? Would it be a little extra special to see the Jets get a couple wins?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Hawks fan, but I was born here in Winnipeg, and, you know, there's something about playing in Canada and the Canadian fan base. This building is going to be awesome next week with the whiteout and as loud as they can get and support their team. So, you know, being another Central Division rival, you want to see them represent and do well. I know a couple of the guys over there and have a lot of respect for their team, their coaches. You know, Jamie Compan is a coach and played with Buff, and it's nice to see Paulie out there, and we had some history. He helped me win a truck at the All-Star game 1 year. He was feeding me all game long, so it's nice to thank him for that. You know, those are the kind of memories you have as the game goes on, and like I said, I'm very lucky and thankful for all of it.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks.